奉主耶稣圣名在这里做见证。
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, I testify.
那今天呢，就是要继续上次灵恩会的时候，跟大家分享，啊，让大家觉得啊，好像没有听到这个下半段呢，啊，觉得很遗憾呢，啊，所以今天特别利用这个时间，再跟大家来诉说主的恩典。
This is to continue the testimony from last time, because we want to finish the story so everyone could get a fulfill of the grace of God.
那上一次跟大家谈到小弟个人信仰的背景，以及怎么样到美国来读书之后来工作。
Last time I testified about my personal background, how I studied, came to America, and worked, and so forth.
然后我在2002年的时候，学校完成学业之后，到南加州来工作一年。
In year 2002, after I graduated, I came to California, worked for 1 year.
那一年之后呢，神很奇妙的跟我安排工作在Boulder, Colorado.
A year later, the Lord arranged another work for me in Boulder, Colorado.
虽然小丽心里很不愿意呢，但是也只能够顺服神的旨意呢，就再一次搬到没有教会的地方去了。
And even though I was unwilling, but because this is the opportunity that God arranged, so I moved to a place without church.
那当我后来，我当我又全家搬到我现在所住的这个城市，在 Boulder 这个地方以后呢，进了公司工作，才知道原来这个工作其实真的是神安排的。
It was only after I moved to Boulder, Colorado, and settled down that I realized that this job indeed was arranged by God.
原来这个工作，我所有的工作本来不是要给我的了。
Because previously this job wasn't planned for me.
是我公司以前公司的那个 CEO 呢，他认识一个朋友，一个中国大陆来一个科学家。
The CEO of this company. Knew of a scientist from China.
那他也是在美国工作，在美国读书工作的。
And he also study and work in America.
那因为他跟这个老板很熟，所以有一天他跟老板说：“你这个公司哦，我觉得不错，可以到你公司工作，要不要开一个职位让我进到你公司来工作了？”
And because he was a very good friend with the CEO of the company, and he said, "I really like your company. Can you open up a position for me to work?"
结果这个老板就真的去跟这个研发部门的主管说，开一个职位给某一个人去做做看吧。
And so the CEO spoke to the HR department and said, "Why don't you open up a position and let someone so and so give it a try?"
那结果这个当然下属只能听命啊，就真的找这个人来面谈了。
And the underling, of course, interviewed this person.
那结果在面谈的过程当中呢，这个主管单位的主管呢，就觉得这个人哦不适合做这个工作。
Through the interview process, the HR felt that he wasn't really appropriate for the job.
啊，他也不喜欢，因为这个跟人跟人有时候要有缘呢，就是要能够处得来呀，啊。所以那个单位主管呢，不喜欢那个人。
The manager of the unit didn't like the person very much.
啊，所以虽然来面试之后，但是一直迟迟都没有给他通知说要请他来上班呢，啊。
So even though they had the interview, but he never notified that person to come to work.
啊，但是那个时候已经有这个职位了，所以他们内部就私底下问说：“哎，那有没有更适合的人可以来比较一下吧？不然就是没办法交代啊，总是要有一个另外一个人选来啊，看看适不适合啊。”
And since they had opened this position, there was no one to fill it, so they recommended to try someone out to see if there is somebody who is more fitting.
那就是我的以前的学校的同事呢，他就这样打电话给我，叫我去面谈。
So my coworker from previous job then introduced me to this position for an interview.
那就我就进去，就这样子就被雇佣去里面工作了。
Went for the interview, I was hired.And went to work.
那对方那个人其实各方面的经历都比我还多。
But in reality, the previous person who was interviewed was much more experienced than me in every aspect.
他那个产业，在这个工作职场上的知名度比我还好。
And he was very renowned in this field.
啊，他也很出名，就是说他其实在那个这个行业里面呢，他算是小有名气的一个人物了。
He was a person of a small reputation in this field.
但是就是没有用他了，就后来就感谢神，就我就得到那个那一份工作。
But ultimately, he wasn't hired on. I was hired instead.
所以我就想到说，其实真的这个我们的工作是神给的。
So I thank God because our job is given by God.
有时候像圣经所说的，在乎当时的机会，不在于说你拥有什么样很好的经历啊，或者是你有很好的人脉啊。
Quite often, it's not a matter of who you know or what kind of experience you have.
哦，传道书九章十一节说的那个凡事在乎当时的机会是真的。
Because the Bible tells us that everything depends on chance.
如果神要给我们的，他要安排给我们的，啊，他自然就会就恩典就会临到了。
And if it is according to God's will, then this job will land in our lap.
那后来我们家庭搬到那里去之后，就第一件事情就是看我们的通讯录上面那里有没有信徒。
After our family moved to Boulder, Colorado, the first thing we did was check out the membership directory to see if there is any other members in the area.
啊，结果那时候2003年的时候呢，那里有两个名字在里面的。
Back in 2003, there were two listings.
那一个弟兄，一个姐妹。
There was a brother and a sister.
那个姐妹是结婚的，她的先生是个美国人。
A sister was married to an American.
那这个弟兄是家庭在东岸，但是他一个人在那里工作。
The brother's family is on the East Coast, but he was there alone working.
那另外其实还有一个弟兄，从台湾来一个弟兄。
But there's also another brother who emigrated from Taiwan.
那他在那边读书之后，也留在那边工作。
And after he studied over there, he started his job.
那这个弟兄呢？后来我们搬去之后，我们就一个跟这些信徒联系，说：“哎，我们现在这个家庭搬来，希望说大家一起聚会。”
And after we moved to the area, then we contact each one of them, express our desire to have family fellowship.
那因为这个家庭聚会是我们之前在学校的时候就已经做了9年了，所以我们很自然的到那个地方去，就想说召聚各信徒一起来聚会了。
Because our family service is something that we had done in the previous 9 years, so it's a very natural thing for us to, when we move to a new place, invite other people to join us.
那等到我打电话给这个弟兄呢，这个从台湾来在那里读书工作的这个弟兄之后，我才吓一跳。
And after we phoned the brother who moved from Taiwan and working there, then it would surprise us.
这个弟兄跟我说，他现在不信了。
He told us that I no longer believe in God.
他反过来跟我说，我现在去信那个佛教，我觉得不错，很适合我。
And on the contrary, he told me that I'm now a Buddhist and I think it's pretty good.
他反过来跟我传佛教的道理。
And instead, he was proselytizing to me about Buddhism.
还要求我，请我去参加他们的读书会。
And he invited us to join their scripture reading class.
那我就很好奇，我就跟他沟通，就跟他聊天，这样为什么你会有这种转变？你本来不是信主，在真主教会受洗的吗
？I was rather curious, and I asked him, "So why did you decide to renounce your faith? Previously, you were baptized in True Jesus Church."
那其实这位弟兄他本身得到很多神的恩典的。
And this is a brother who had personally experienced many grace of God.
他的家庭信主是因为这个弟兄病得医治，有神迹才来的。
His family turned to God because this brother's grave illness was healed by God.
但是因为他在大学的时候信主，后来当兵之后，他就到美国来读书，就在 Denver 读书。
He believed in the Lord when in his college days, and after he finished his military service, he came to study abroad.
那他来这边读书的时候，因为他当时候在台湾信主也没有几年，但是他所以他道理也不是很清楚。
While he was in Taiwan, he only believed in the Lord for a few years and wasn't very deeply rooted in the truth.
他到偏远地区的时候，他住在他跟一些人分租一个房子，他就有些室友。
And he moved to a remote area and he had some roommates with him.
啊，其实之前他有一个教会的同龄，跟他是同一个学校的，也到他的地方，到这个地方去读书。
And in fact, there was another church brethren who also studied in the same area.
就是他的同学了，他是教会弟兄带他来信主的这样。
This is a brother who brought him, who they were both classmates, and study in the same area.
那因为他们都是同一个行业，所以他也是到那边去读硕士。
Because
我们这个教会弟兄也是去，但是他只有在那边待一年而已。
Because our church brother, the other one, is also belonging to the same field, so they both of them together went to Colorado and study. But this brother only stayed for 1 year.
他们当时候在科罗拉多最近的教会，如果要来教会，就是到 Phoenix 教会。
In those days, for them, if they wish to attend church service, they had to travel to Phoenix.
或者是到达拉斯教会。
Or go to Dallas.
那个大概都是900 mile.
And each trip is about 900 miles.
如果来我们 LA 的话，大概是1000 mile.
If they come to LA, it's 1000 miles.
如果去芝加哥，大概也是900 mile.
If go to Chicago, it's about 900 miles.
所以我记得我当时还在芝加哥的时候，那个。我们这位教会这个弟兄呢，他联会的时候特别开车从 Denver 到芝加哥去参加联恩会。
And I remember when we were still back in Chicago, this brother drove for 900 miles in order to attend the spiritual convocation.
那这个他这个我们另外这个弟兄他就没有去，他就不去了。
But the other one who later became a Buddhist did not go.
他就说太远了。
He said it's too far.
所以他就一直都没有参加过教会的聚会。
And so he had never attended any church service.
那后来一年之后，这个因为他们本来是住在一起，后来这个弟兄毕业之后，他就先回台湾去了，他剩下这个弟兄留下来。
So previously we had two brothers living together for 1 year, and after one graduated, in 1 year he went back to Taiwan.
啊，结果后来这个弟兄呢，他的室友呢，就邀请他去参加佛教的读书会。
It was for the one who was left behind. His roommate invited him to join Buddhist services.
一开始，这个弟兄也是很拒绝，说不行，我信耶稣了，不可以参加其他宗教的活动。
And initially, this brother also declined, saying, "I'm a Christian. I would not go attend any kind of Buddhist."
但是他的室友跟他说，没有关系，我们是礼拜天，也没有犯到你的安息日。那我们也是读书，我们也没有在做什么拜拜的活动啊。
His roommate told him, "There's no conflict with your church service. We go to on Sundays, and we're just reading a book. We're not doing anything."
就是读书，然后大家来讨论心得而已啊。
It's just a matter of reading a book, and then we discuss our reflections.
这个弟兄就真的是有道理啊。
So this brother was persuaded.
所以他就真的去参加他们的读书会了。
And he went to attend their scripture reading classes.
因为他没有了解人家读书会是读什么书啊。
But because he failed to understand what kind of book they were reading.
他就当然读佛教的书。
And of course they were reading Buddhist scriptures.
那读书的时候，你就是有些观念就开始被这个书带进去，就开始进入他的那个思想架构里面去了。
When you read these books, your train of thoughts are brought into the framework of the Buddhism.
啊，结果渐渐的这个弟兄觉得，他们这些人都很不错啊，这里面所讲的事情也蛮有道理的，很有意思。
So gradually, this brother said, there is something to be said about Buddhism, and it seems to make sense, and these are a nice group of people.
后来就越参加活动就越来越多了。
And so he began to join more activities.
然后之后就不是只是读书了。
So later was not just merely reading the scripture.
他们佛教的一些活动他就开始参加。
He began to attend these Buddhist activities.
甚至都还跟他们到这个我们南加州这里那个寺庙啊。一起来这边参观访问呢。
And he also followed the group to visit the various temples, Buddhist temples in Southern California.
就这样子在几年之后，我们这个弟兄的信仰整个就反过去了。
So a few years later, his faith was completely turned around.
那因为他后来更因为他结婚的太太就是这里面的那个读书会的会长。
And later, also because he
met
He married his the wife that he married is the head of this study group of the Buddhists.
那所以他这个整个信仰呢，就是这样子流失了。
As a result, his faith was deteriorated.
所以当我们到搬到那边去跟他这样聊，然后发现说好可惜，他的这个真的是一个惨痛的经验，我们牧养上的一个大漏洞。
So after discussing with him, we realized this is a very painful lesson. When we have such a big hole in our faith,
因为他自己一个人在那里，没有同龄可以帮助他了哈。
Because he was alone and he had no fellow brethren to help him.
当他们两个人都在一起的时候还没有问题。
When he was still accompanied by another church member, he had no problem.
等到后来这个弟兄走了，他 后来就有这个女朋友，后来结婚之后，他整个信仰就受影响了。
But after the fellow brother left, and he had this girlfriend, and then he lost his faith.
然后这个对人就没有，对教会的信徒哦，对教会的工人就没有感情了。
And he lost any kind of emotion or sentimental attachment to our church workers.
有一次，陈传道曾经从达拉斯开车到 Denver 去访问这个弟兄。
There was once when Pastor Chen Jianhong went from Dallas.
他是达拉斯到 Albuquerque， 然后从 Albuquerque 开车到 Denver 去的了。
Okay, Pastor Chen drove from Dallas to Albuquerque and Albuquerque to
开车要八个小时。
This total travel was 8 hours.
然后开到他家门口，他竟然不让传道进去。
And he drove such a long distance to his house, and he was unwilling to let the pastor go in.
这个太太做太太的不要他传道进去啊。
Because his wife refused to allow the pastor to go in.
那传道没有办法，只能走了，就回家了，只能这样子。
The pastor had no choice but to go home.
就是看到说，我们这个本来是我们的信徒，但是只能变成这个变成这样子，实在是很可惜的。
It was truly a pity because this was originally a member, but now he is no longer.
因为他结婚的对象是一个不是我们的信仰的信的人呢、啊。
Because he married someone who do not who does not belong to the same faith.
又很热心在他的信仰里面。
And also she is someone who is very zealous in her own belief.
所以当时候我们就发现说，哎呀，我们其实像这样的例子还不是只有一个了。
And we thought that this is not the only example.
所以当时候小弟到这个地区的去的时候就发现说我们有一些信徒他们远离教会哦，都没有人一起聚会哦，这个信仰早晚出问题了。
So our reflection is that because members move away from church and if they no longer have any kind of services their faith will go down the drain.
那因为本来就有这个在偏远地区的经验，所以小弟就想说应该是建立家庭聚会。
And since we have this kind of example, so I felt it was important to have family service.
我们就不管怎么样，我们有了信徒，我们就安息日固定，大家聚集在一起，一直在我的家，在另外一个姐妹的家一起聚会。
And so we just decided to start the Sabbath service, whether at my home or at the other sister's home.
那时候也是想说，要怎么样才会有朋友，然后神的羊能来聚会了。
And we try to think.How can we invite our friends so we can gather more sheep of God?
所以当时候小弟也想说，那应该是要去，因为新到一个地方要认识朋友啊。
I felt that since we are in a new place, we need to make new friends.
所以呢，认识朋友，你就是公司里面的同事而已嘛。
And who are my friends? Just my co-workers in the family.
不然就是小孩子的同学，或者是参加小孩子的活动的一些认识的家长这样。
Or when our kids attend certain kind of activities, we get to meet the kids of other parents.
反正有机会我们就去跟他介绍，我们一起来聚会。如果要查圣经的时候，我们乐意说大家一起来寻找神这样。
And so whenever we have a chance to get together, we would invite them to attend our family services to seek after God.
但是花了好多时间去交朋友没有用。
But after spending a long time and effort making new friends, it was useless.
小弟也去参加了同乡会了。
I've been to
同乡会，这个是同乡会怎么说呢？就是同样一个地区来的，从台湾来的。
Okay, we've gone to like get-togethers for people from Taiwan.
那也有参加很多的那个朋友召集的这个帕拉聚餐呐，反正就是 social 嘛，就是 socialized event。
So we attended all socialized events where people get together for.
花了好多时间想要去都认识一些朋友了。
We spent a lot of time trying to make new friends.
发现都没有什么效果。
And the result was very disappointing.
因为要信主这件事情不是你去交朋友就会有的。
Because to make someone believe in God is not just a matter of making new friends.
后来我们发现呢，最好的方法还是祷告。
Later we discovered the best way is still through prayers.
因为祷告神才要吸引那个属他的人，神才知道哪些人是属他的嘛。
Because only through prayer God will guide those who belong to Him.
那第二个就是这里面的人要同心。
Secondly, the people in our group need to be of one mind.
但是那个时候，我们另外这个姐妹的先生他还没有信主。
At the time, the sister's husband was not a member.
这个姐妹呢，她一直想要讨好她的先生呢。
And this sister tried very hard to please her husband.
所以很多时候都是在信仰上妥协了。
And therefore, she makes a lot of compromises with her husband.
安息日如果安息日是有时间才守了，
so、for instance,
方便的时候才来的。
For instance,、she would attend Sabbath service only when at their convenience.
但是我不方便的就没有办法了，因为有什么事情，所以不好意思了，今天不能去了。
If it is inconvenient, then they will forego the Sabbath service.
所以很常常的就是自己一个家庭在聚会而已。
Quite often, we are the only family who keep the Sabbath service.
那但是圣经讲的那个安息日很重要啊。
But the Bible tells us that it's very important to keep the Sabbath service.
那是我们跟神之间的一个证据。
It is an evidence in which God abides with us.
所以就不管怎么样，就这样继续守安息日了。
So regardless, we just continue on with our Sabbath service.
那后来神慢慢就把那个他属他的人带来哦，透过祷告。
Later, through prayer, God gradually brought his sheep to join us.
那小丽到这个地方去工作了，因为公司的工，我的工作是在研发部门里面的。
And when I work in this company, I work in the research and development group.
那当时我这个研发部门呢，它这个工作环境呢很特殊了。
This R&D department is very unique.
是直接属 CEO 管的。
Because it was directly controlled by the CEO.
那个因为这个关系，所以哈，那个权力相对也比较大。
Because of this unique channel, so this department enjoy great power.
那所以，但是压力也很大。
But also is under great stress.
那可是就是要到处去出差了。
And
因为工厂在美国各地方嘛。
As part of the job, we had to go visit everywhere because our factories are all over the place.
然后一方面也很自由了，就是你自己去自己安排，通常不会被管得很严这样。
But on the other hand, it's also very free because you make your own schedule.
那在这个工作里面，小弟当时工作的这个环境啊，这个团队啊，很不错。
And when I was working over there, the group really worked together very nicely.
大家都真的是一起在做事，而且是实实在在在做事情。
And all the workers work together, join hands and trying to achieve our goals.
所以当时小弟在那边工作的时候，要么觉得很愉快。
So on one hand, I felt really enjoy my job.
那又有自由。
And because I have freedom to do
what I want. 然后又可以到处去出差旅行。
And I could go on many trips.
啊，也可以去参加各种会议啊。
And I can attend various conferences.
那所以，小丽出门旅行的时候，就把我们的那个信徒通讯录带着。
So whenever I go on a trip, I would bring the membership directory with me.
那我就去了，就如果我的时间允许的话，我就去看看这里面有没有什么人在附近，我就跟他们联系啊，自我介绍我是谁，然后就去他们家了。
As whenever I visit a certain place, I would call up the members in the directory and self-introduce myself and see if we could get together.
那所以有时候我们也不要太不好意思说，哎，我不认识某某人啊，我正要跟他联系，不好意思，你就自我介绍就认识了。
So don't be too shy. You can just introduce yourself, and then you'll become friends.
所以其实我们每一年弟兄姐妹可能都到各处去旅行嘛。
I'm sure all of us have been on trips each year.
如果我们去旅行的时候，如果附近有信徒，你就跟他们联系吧。
If you go to a certain place that has our membership, you should feel free to call them up.
有时候只是大家一起吃个饭，大家就其实很不错啊。
And you could do something as simple as just get together to have dinner.
啊，如果带一个礼物给他，对方也是很高兴啊。
And if you bring a present, of course, the other party would be also very.
那因为小弟是在食品公司上班的，所以因为我都出去做试验了，所以有很多的样品。
And because I'm in the R&D department, I have a lot of free samples.
所以呢，我说去的时候是带一些我研发中的东西去给他们尝尝看嘛。
So I would bring the samples from the R&D department for them to try it out.
所以就这样子就知道各地方信徒的在偏远地区的信徒的一些情形。
And through this opportunity, I get to know a lot of members in the remote areas.
那当时就有一个很大的感慨啊。
And I had this deep emotion.
这偏远地区的信徒啊，信仰要能够持守得住，很重要一点就是一定要守安息日。
My reflection that for the remote members to keep their faith, it's very important they keep the Sabbath service.
如果会守安息日的话，基本上他的信仰都可以保持住。
If they keep the Sabbath services, then they can persevere in the faith.
那如果有弟兄姐妹在一起附近的话，他们就更很高兴，然后就很愿意一起聚会查经。
And if there are memberships close by, then they can gather together and study God's word.
但是有的是因为都没有守安息，有的是因为结婚的对象啊，配偶不是教会的信徒了。
But at times because they are alone, where they don't keep the Sabbath, where their spouse doesn't belong to the same faith.
那如果信主的这一方没有坚持哦，最后通常都妥协，所以安息日的时候通常都不见了，就顶多只是心里说知道安息日，但是也都没有真的去遵守安息日了。
So if their non-believing spouse insist on not keeping the Sabbath, then they will usually compromise and eventually don't keep the Sabbath.
所以有些信徒他们真的心有余力不足，想要聚会，但是因为家庭的关系也没有办法。
So there are members who have the heart to keep the Sabbath, but because of the family relationship, they cannot.
所以当时候，小弟在这一段时间就看看，我们真的很多工作需要有人去做，但是我们人力真的不够。
After visiting these people,I reflect that there's a lot of work waiting for us to do, but we are so underhanded, we don't can't do it.
所以其实，在大概十几、二十年前。当小丽还在中西部的时候，其实总会曾经成立过一个所谓中西部关怀小组。
About 1920 years ago, when I was still working in the Midwest, the GA had formed a caring group for the people in the Midwest.
那时候是因为在芝加哥教会有些弟兄也是很积极，那是召集说，请各地方如果能够支援这个工作人，一起来协助访问。
Because we had some members, very fervent members in Chicago area who really wanted to reach out to the people in the remote area.
但是后来因为有一些因素呢，这个工作小组就没有，就没有继续进行了。
Later, for various reasons, this work was discontinued.
那所以当时候就真的大部分的地区就没有人在访问了。
As a result, all these remote area members did not receive any kind of
visitation. 小弟那时候心里想说，其实如果有人常常跟他们一起聚会读圣经祷告，他们的信仰一定不会流失了。
And I thought to myself that if more people would spend time to keep the service with them and read the scripture, I'm sure their faith would be maintained.
所以，但是这庄稼很多，但是工人在哪里啊？
Even though the harvest is plenty, but where are the workers?
那当时候小弟因为在这个工作其实也蛮愉快的。
When I was working in this company, I really enjoyed the job.
但可是其实也没有忘记当初在神里面所想要做的那种心愿，就是说能够有朝一日能够服侍神的工作最有意义的工作。
But I had never forgotten my commitment to God, in which I would like to work the most meaningful work for God.
只是不知道说这个时候是不是时候，是不是适合，能不能教会愿不愿意接受这样子。
It was a matter of whether it was the right time or the church would accept me.
或者是神的呼召到底有没有，神要不要我做。
Whether or not God indeed have called me to this kind of work.
因为如果没有神呼召，你要做也不行啊。
Because without God's calling and I just do it, it doesn't work.
所以当时候小丽就把这件事情放在心里面，就是在想，看看不知道将来会怎么样。
So I place this matter into the prayer and ask the Lord to guide my future steps.
那回到我们在那个地方的这个家庭聚会，那个时候我们大概有一年多的时间，大部分的时间就是我们自己一家人的聚会而已。
In Colorado, for about 1 year, most of the time is just my family keeping the Sabbath service.
后来感谢神安排另外一个家庭，一个台北教会一个弟兄啊，他到科罗拉多去做一年的研究。全家搬到那边去。
But later we thank God because God arranged a brother's entire family moved to Colorado to do some sort of research job.
他们家有三个小孩。
And their family has 3 children.
孩子都长大了。
The children are pretty grown up.
那这个家庭也很热心。
This is a very fervent family.
但是因为他们在北边，所以离我们家大概要有70 miles。
And they live north of us, about 70 miles away.
但是虽然70 miles, 但是开车还是可以来的，可以到啊，一个小时大概就到了。
Even though it's 70 miles, but it's reachable within 1 hour.
所以他们搬来之后，我们就很高兴啊。
We were overjoyed when they moved to the area.
那现在就加这个家庭，就聚会人数就变多了。
Now that we have a second family, we have more people keeping the Sabbath.
所以有时候就是到他们家去聚会，有时候他们来我们家聚会这样。
We will alternate the service location between our families.
那这个时候呢，因为我们通常在边远地区啊，最大人有时候还好，最关心的问题就是小孩子的中文教育的问题。
because we're in the remote area, the greatest concern to us wasn't the grown-ups, but rather the religious education for our kids.
因为小孩子没有其他的同伴一起成长哦，就是一种遗憾嘛。
Because it's a great pity, when the children grow up without any kind of spiritual companionship.
后来感谢主哦，这个家庭一搬来之后呢，哇，这个因为他们家有三个孩子，都很热心的，很 active 啊。
And we thank God because later when this family moved here and these three kids are very grown up and very active in the Lord.
那我们本来那个姐妹她那时候也有一个儿子。
So the sister who previously lived there also has a son.
啊，所以就有几个小孩子就在一起聚会了。
So now we have many children keeping the Sabbath.
所以就开始在安息的时候就有宗教教育他们的宗教教育的课了。
So we began the RE.Education during Sabbath service.
所以神就这样子慢慢在带领这个工作，让这个聚会就一直持续下来。大家在每个安息也都很喜乐。
We thank God because this keeping of Sabbath continue week after week. We are all very joyful.
那可是后来就这样子到一年之后，这个家庭又要搬走了。
But a year later, this family was about to move away.
那搬走之后，就要剩下又回到原来的样子了。
After they moved away, it was back to what it was before.
但是感谢主耶稣又安排另外一个姐妹搬到附近来了。
But thank God, God arranged another sister who moved to nearby.
那2006年的时候，一个姐妹她带了两个小孩，从台湾到我们住的那个地方去做，也是做一年的研究。
In 2006, a sister along with her two kids moved to the area for a year for research work.
那这个姐妹是很热心。
She was very fervent.
那虽然她现在还没有信主。
Even though she has a non-believing husband.
可是她就很坚持要守安息日，而且要这个孩子一定要接受宗教教育。
But she is very insistent on keeping the Sabbath and also placing her kids in the RE service.
这姐妹又本身又是学教育的。
She is also her main specialty is in education.
那所以特别是教小孩子怎么读书了。
And her specialty is in how to teach kids how to study.
Reading 就是。
Reading. Reading.
所以这个姐妹来了以后，这个她有两个孩子，又是那时候是幼稚园跟小学一年级而已。
And her kids are in one in kindergarten and one in the first grade.
那她来的时候，我们另外本来住在那个。在那里，那个姐妹先生是美国人，这个家庭呢又生了一个另外一个儿子了。
When she moved here, the sister who married to the American also had a newborn.
所以就有好几个孩子，又有好几个孩子可以聚会。
And now we have many kids who are keeping the service.
那就这样子也是一样，每周守安息日。
And we continue on with the Sabbath service each week.
那可是那时候我们有一些就是。因为有时候信心如果不足的话，就会很在意说这个安息日的时间呢。
And so, if we are inadequate in faith, then we will pay particular attention to the timing of the service.
以前人少的时候，我们这个两户在聚会的时候，有时候就会很在意说，这个时间到了，怎么还聚会，聚会那么久，不赶快回家。
And previously, when we had only two family.We would really look at the clock all the time and saying.
因为有人很在意时间，所以就会变得很紧张的。
Because there are some people who really care about the time, so we become really uptight.
但是其实安息日本身就是要享受安息嘛。
But Sabbath is an occasion where we should really enjoy it.
那后来感谢神哦，神就慢慢改变了。
But thank God, later on, they God turned their mindset around.
因为大家都有共同的信心之后，那这个安息日就变成。就是听道理，然后查经，然后小孩子的活动，就变得真的是完整的安息日。
After their mindset become a common goal of keeping the Sabbath, listening to God's word and allowing the kids to have their religious education, and we begin to enjoy the Sabbath more.
那到了2006年的时候
，About 2006，
那小丽在那里公司工作。大概三年左右了。
I've been working in the same company about 3 years.
那这个公司当然他就帮我办了那个我的身份啊。
And this company,
因为我本来是学生的身份，后来就变成工作的身份。
This company helped me change my status from a student status to a work status.
那每一些步骤都很顺利了。
And each step of the way was very smooth.
那 就这样子家人聚会几个家庭一起时间不知不觉就过了这样几年去了
and these few families keeping the Sabbath without our awareness it's been many years of keeping the Sabbath
那 每一次出去访问的时候小丽总是觉得说你在工作本身就是一个压力因为你现在虽然出差可以自由但是你还是要完成公司给的任务啊
each time I go out on a business tripEven though I visit the various families, but I felt a sense of burden because I had to complete my work's mission.
啊，等到回到家来，回到公司来面，因为你又是不同的工作，所以其实很难真的去关心、持续关心的这些需要关心的家庭。
When I returned home, I still had many other tasks waiting for me to complete. It was very difficult for me to really extend my care and concern over these people.
所以当时候对这个神的教会需要有工人来工作这件事情，小丽心里想，其实真的要关心什么事，一定要时间，要时间。
I began to realize as I go through this process that to show care and concern requires time to.
那就，但是也不敢说什么，就是能祷告求主耶稣，看主耶稣怎么安排这样。
I didn't dare to say much except to entrust this in the prayer and ask God for his arrangement.
但是一直知道说这个是能够为神工作就是最有意义的事。
But I always kept in my heart knowing that to be able to work for God is the most meaningful work.
一直到2006年的七月份的时候。
About July in 2006.
那七月份暑假期间呢，小弟有一次要出去到南部纽奥良去开一个礼拜的会议。
There was once I, at that time, I needed to make a one-week business trip in New Orleans.
啊，结果我就不在家了。
I wasn't home.
一个星期五晚上呢，传道打电话给我太太。
On a Friday night, the pastor called my wife.
然后他就通知我太太说，那个总会现在要招募神学生了，准备要招募神学生。
And so she was told that the GA is ready to, to open up a theological program for seminary students and it will begin in 2007.
然后他是因为我们在偏远地区也没有什么教会的公文也不知道任何消息啊。
And because we live in the remote area, we don't know about what's going on in the church.
现在可能还好一点因为现在我们网络 website 很方便而且都很普遍了所以很多消息都已经 post 在这个 website 上面了。
And nowadays, it's much more convenient because the readily access to internet, and you can know about many news.
但是几年前，其实很多教会的消息，偏远地区人是真的是不知道啊。
But a few years back, it's very difficult for people living in the remote area to know what's going on in.
如果没有真的在上网去看呢，也不知道教会到底发生什么事情，真的天高皇帝远的不知道，任何事情都不知道。
And without going to the church.Being notified by the church, you really don't know what's going on.
就只知道安息的时候聚会敬拜神。
All you know is that on Sabbath you need to keep the Sabbath and worship God.
什么时候有灵会可以到教会参加灵会这样子
？Whenever or when the spiritual convocation is coming up and you can go attend it.
啊，就这一次这个传道打电话给我太太，问就跟他说了，哎，这个教会有一个这个神学生要招募哦，不知道某某人适不适合啊。
So my wife received this call from the pastor saying that there's a seminary program opening up. I wonder if your husband would be compatible.
啊，结果他来说那个是这个，我只能跟你转达，因为他不在，我不知道，我不能够跟你说什么。
She responded that he isn't home, and I don't know. You should really talk to him.
他就跟传道说我会转达这个消息给他知道。
And so she told the pastor that I will relay your message.
那当然就问安一下，然后就电话就挂了。
So afterwards, they hang up.
那之后，后来那个星期五晚上，然后星期天的时候，那么守完安息日之后，星期天通常在那个地方，因为那个山就在旁边了，所以常常都出去爬。星期天的时候出去爬山了。
And that would the phone call took place on Friday, and after we Sabbath.And then on Sunday, our family went for mountain climbing.
因为我不在，所以我太太就带着两个小孩。那时候，老大是12岁，老二是3岁。
And my wife brought our two children, 12 and 3 years old.
然后 Sunday 他们就到附近的那个山上去爬山。
On Sunday, they went mountain climbing and nearby.
那通常，因为从小就给孩子养成一个习惯，就是出门以前哦。 全家先跪下来祷告，求主耶稣保守。
So we form this habit for the kids that before you leave the house, you have to kneel down and pray for God's protection.
因为我们都听过很多那个在路上发生意外的事嘛。
Because we have heard of many stories where people get into accident on the way.
所以从孩子看，小的时候我们就大家一起这样做，出门前不管去哪里啊，先跪下来祷告再去了。
So we,
即使有时候只是去外面买个东西而已。
So we always kneel down to pray. Before we head out the church, head out the home, even if it's just to go to the supermarket.
啊，跪下祷告有很多好处的，你知道吗
？And you know, there's a lot of benefit to kneeling down and praying.
你看，有时候出去买东西也要祷告啊。
And you should also pray when you go out to go shopping.
不然有时候出去买东西，花了好多时间买不到你要的，浪费时间。
Or there will be times when you go out and for the longest time you cannot find the thing you're looking for.
啊，有时候就是出门很短的距离，可能就出意外啊，真的很多 case 是这样讲的。
And of course, there's a lot of cases where you get into an accident, even if it's just in the local area.
所以我们弟兄姐妹每个家庭都最好能够也有这个样的习惯，出门前先祷告。
So I encourage all the memberships here to kneel down and pray before we head out the house.
啊，结果那一天早上，他们大概已经快十点多，哦，十一点左右才十点多才要出门去爬山呢。
So on Sunday morning, about 10 to 11 o'clock in the morning, they were ready to head out.
啊，因为他们就是可能太赶了、哎、可能一时疏忽了，等到通通跑到那个 garage 里面去坐车坐好了，包括扒好的时候，才发现说，哎，没有祷告。
Maybe because in their rush, in their haste, they've forgotten to pray. And after everyone's buckled in, they realize, hey, we didn't kneel down to pray.
啊，通常如果发现没有祷告的话，就是简单的就是啊，那现在大家在车上默祷。
So usually, if you don't pray, then people just say, "Oh, well, let's have a quick prayer while we're in the car."
哎，结果那一次不知道为什么，这神特别感动。那个小儿子三岁啊，
but that time,
就说不行。
But that time, for some strange reason, perhaps due to God's movement, my three-year-old son said, "No, no, can do."
这是当然是后来我太太跟我说的。
My wife told us after the fact.
这个小的就坚持说一定要全部人 unbuckle 进去里面跪下来祷告，之后才可以走。
This 30-year-old insisted that everyone unbuckle, get off the car, go in to pray, and then leave.
我妈妈讲，姐姐讲都不行了，就是一定要进去。
And no matter how my wife or the older sister tried to persuade him, he refused. And he
就真的就进去，大家一起跟进去跪下祷告，哈利路亚赞美主耶稣这样子祷告，大概一两分钟之后才出门去。
So finally, everyone unbuckled and went inside to pray for two minutes, and they went back to the car.
那他们就去爬山呢、
啊。They went to mountain climbing.
那中午的时候就很热啊，很累啊。
At noontime, it's very hot, very tiring.
啊，他们也没有带吃的，也没有带水，就是爬一爬，想说等一下就回家了。嗯，所以等到中午的时候，下到一点多，很累的时候要回家了。
And they didn't bring any water or food. They figured just a quick trip, and they will come right back. So around 1 p.m. that's when they return.
啊，结果回来的时候，因为中午又热，所以要把车子的窗户都打开这样子。
And it was really hot in around 1 o'clock, so open up the windows.
那要爬山回来路上呢，要经过一段那个 freeway.
On their way back, they have to pass through a freeway.
啊，结果在中午的礼拜天的中午，那时候那个时候刚好路肩那个马路在修马路，所以有星期天有很多那个工程的车啦，那些工地就在路肩了。
And on that particular day, there was a lot of construction going on their return ways.
啊，结果开回来的时候，开车的时候，全部人都睡着了，车上的人都睡着了。
On their return, everybody in the car slept, fallen asleep.
那个当然这是人的疏忽，但是真的是因为神的保守。
And this is out of our negligence, human negligence, but because of God's protection.
那个小孩三岁还要坐 car seat 的
，and my three-year-old is still in the car seat.
Car seat 实际上是摆在椅子上，没有把它绑起来。
Even though the car seat was placed on top of the car, but it wasn't strapped in.
放给警察看的。
It was just for show.
他这个小孩子他自己上去坐好，他是自己把口起来，把那个自己绑在 car seat 上面了。
And so when the child goes in, he would just strap himself in the car seat.
然后大的女儿就坐在驾驶座旁边了。
And the wife is in the driver's seat. The 车窗
都摇下来了。
The daughter is in the front passenger seat and with a windows down.
那时候又正好是热天，很热。
Because it was so hot.
结果就开车开开开，说刚刚一上车的时候，孩子都睡着了。
And as soon as they get on the car, they were very tired, and both kids fell asleep.
包括我太太都睡了。
Including my wife was asleep at the wheel.
她就在开车的时候，刚好我们要回到我们的家，我们去过 Denver 人都知道，有一段下坡路。
And if you've been to Denver, you know that on the way to my home, there's an incline going downhill.
那时候这段下坡路，那通常开车速度大概都是65、70左右的速度。
On this stretch of road, the normal speed is about 65 to 70 miles per hour.
她开车开在外车道。
And she was driving on the outer lane.
她就睡着了。
She had fallen asleep at the wheel.
所以她不知道她睡了多久了。
And she doesn't realize how long she had been asleep.
就等到她醒过来的时候，她车子已经撞到那个路肩路旁边的那个 orange cone， 碰到一个 orange cone 在那。
By the time she woke up, she had ran into an orange traffic cone.
她就很惊醒了。
And she was shocked into when she awake.
大声喊哈利路亚，哈利路亚。
And she kept crying out, Hallelujah, Hallelujah.
那个车子就往前去了。
And the car was kept going.
那就在前面那个到前面呢，就停下来了。
And finally, the car came to a stop.
那前面就刚好一个地区。
And right before the car, there was a.
如果再继续下去的就翻车了。
If they had kept going, the entire car would have flipped over.
她整个人是整个全部脑筋空白。
And her mind was a complete blank.
然后当然就刹车，车子停下来，这个小孩子就从卡连卡西带人就翻到车那个地上来了。
And so because she came to a sudden halt, my youngest was on the car seat, and the entire car seat flipped over.
然后因为车窗打开，很多那个泥沙就跑进来了。
And the window was all open, so a lot of dust and it came into the car.
连那个女儿睡觉的时候，因为睡着了，嘴巴开开的，满嘴都是沙子，她醒过来这样子。
And my daughter she's fallen asleep with her mouth open, so dust went into her mouth.
然后醒过来的时候，哇，我想说怎么会这样子
？And when they awoke, they didn't know what had happened.
接下来赶快第一件事情，先把小孩子抱起来，因为小孩子跌在地上去了，就整个卡西这样再下去了。
So the first thing my wife did was to lift up the youngest because he was face down on the floor.
赶快把他拿起来放回座椅的时候，继续睡觉。
And so after he was placed back into the car, he continued to sleep.
就是都没有怎样。
As if there was nothing that happened.
然后因为车子是撞到一个 orange cone， 然后就还没有掉下去前，就停住了。
Because the car, after hitting a traffic cone, stopped right before the ditch.
那时候，在他的车子后面有一台车子，跟在后面看他怎么跑到路边去的，就停在路边停下来。
There was a car behind my wife who stopped to see if everyone's okay because.
那他那个地点刚好在附近前面前右前方刚好有一个 Costco 的加油站。
And just nearby, there was a Costco's gas station.
那当时候就有一些人在那边加油。
And there were some people gassing up.
那有一个老美看到这个车子，他就远远的看到，他说完蛋了。他说他后来跟我太太说，吓得满身大汗了。
And there was a witness who later related to my wife that he was really scared for the car.
他说差点说你真的没命了，他就准备要大喊而已。哎，车子停下来了。
He said he was ready to scream out, but suddenly the car came to a halt.
结果他就跑到那个他那个车来看看他怎么了。
So he quickly came to the car to see if everyone's okay.
然后后面那后部一部车也停下来看他你怎么了。
The car behind also stopped to see if you're okay.
那时候那个碰到这种时候是真的整个脑筋都空白，我太太她自己也不知道怎么办了。
This was such a complete shock that my wife drew a complete blank.
感谢神，那个他那个睡着，但是是偏方向盘是偏右边去了。
Thank God, even though she had been asleep at the wheel, but the steering wheel was turned toward the left.
他如果在左边去，就一定撞到别人出车祸。
Excuse me, the steering wheel is turned to the right. Had she turned to the left, she would have gone into the ditch.
那如果不是神的保守，如果再往前冲下去，一定翻车。
And without God's protection, had she gone further, the entire car would have flipped for sure.
那后来这个美国人呢，就帮忙他哦，那个车子不知道怎么样，就把他退出来，然后就上 highway 了，就又回来退回来了。
And so these Good Samaritans help her to back up the car back to the main roads.
然后车子都没有坏啊。
And there was no damage
to the
car at all.
就跟他说谢谢，然后就开车回家了。
And she said thank you to these good Samaritans and then drove home.
然后就好像什么事情都没有发生这样啊。
Just like as if nothing had happened.
因为警察也没有来，因为后面的这个车子刚好那时候也没有什么车，就这个车子就停下来在那边等。
And there was no police around, and it just so happens there, all the cars, there were very little cars, and they all stopped for my wife.
那这个小的就继续睡觉。
And the youngest continued to sleep.
就这样回家了。
And they went back home.
然后发生这种事情，他们也没有跟我讲啊。
And despite this happening, they did not tell me about it.
等到我隔周的星期三晚上回到家。
Until the next week, Wednesday, when I went home.
他们也都没有说啊，就是这样子，每天都固定这样生活啊，感谢主啊。
They didn't tell me anything had happened, so just thank God, and we just passed by each day.
等到要睡觉的时候。
Until we went to bed.
我太太跟我说啊，你常常看到那个路边哈，看到路边哈有插十字架。
My wife told me that, you know, when we drive by the road, and sometimes you see crosses.
你知道路边插十字架什么意思吗？对不对
？You know what it means when there's crosses by the roadside, right?
他说如果没有神呢、啊，你今天可能回来不是看到我们，可能看到路边插了三支十字架。
She said that without God's protection, you probably will return to three crosses on the road.
我就发生什么事情呢、啊？我问他们呢、啊，他才讲说怎么一回事。
So I asked her what happened, and then she related.
哦，之前他先跟我说星期五的时候传道打电话来。
Oh, the first thing she said was that on Friday the pastor called you.
然后他接下来跟我说礼拜天所发生的事。
And then she go on to describe what happened on Sunday.
啊，那个时候啊，真的心里面真的是心里一惊啊。
And when I heard this news, I was so shocked.
因为今天如果没有神保守啊，你去外面工作，真的最后也是白忙一场。
Because without God's protection, and I go out and work so hard. It would have all been in vain.
人的生命真的是很脆弱，一瞬之间就没有了。
Our human lives are so fragile; it can disappear in an instant.
如果不是主耶稣的爱哦，你今天你工作是为了什么
？Without the love of God, what's the whole purpose for working now?
我们工作不是为了家庭吗
？Do we not work because we love our family?
那如果没有神的保守，你家庭可能一下子都没有了。
Without the protection of God, maybe your family would just disappear in an instant.
这件事情对，因为我不是现场经历的人。
When this happened, because I wasn't there.
但是对我太太来说，她这是一个很大的心里一个很大的恐惧。
But to my wife, it really impacted her in such a way that she was frightened.
她后来经过那个地方的时候，她每次经过的时候，她就那个当时的情景就回到她脑筋里面去，她脑筋就一片空白啊。
So every time she drove by the same spot, she would be terrified into a blank state.
好长一段时间。他每次上高速公路的时候，都有一个很大的心理障碍，很怕。
So for the longest period, every time before she goes onto the highway, she became dreadfully frightened.
因为这个就是死亡的恐惧。
And this is the fear of death.
那是后来他这个心理的障碍是依靠祷告，一直持续的祷告之后才克服的。
Later, this obstacle of fear was conquered only through perseverance in prayer.
因为后来他需要载一个孩子。在一车的孩子去另外那个姐妹的家庭聚会。
Because later on she had to drive an entire car loaded with kids to another sister's house.
那当时候这件事情对小丽来说就是对小丽来说是一个神的提醒，神的一个时候。
When this event happened to myself, I felt was God's reminder to me.
因为我发现今天我不管在公司里面工作多愉快了。
Because I discover no matter how enjoyable my job is,
你这个公司到底能够赚多少钱呢
？Or how much money this company can make?
你就一个员工来说，你其实所得到的也就是这么多一点报酬而已。
As an employee, how much return can you really receive?
很多时候你做了什么事情，人家也不见得会感谢你呢。
A lot of times when you work so hard and pour your sweat into it, people don't really appreciate it.
但是反过来跟神。工作是完全不一样的。
But conversely, when you're working for God, it's a totally different story.
所以又看到当时候这个工作的需要，圣工的需要。
And I also sense the urgency in working for God.
所以当时小丽想，那这个时候也许就是应该可以考虑，要是不是要来读神学院的这个问题了。
So I began to ponder whether it was the right time to join the seminary.
那我跟我太太商量之后，太太没有意见，她愿意支持。
I discussed it with my wife, and she had no opinion, and she was willing to support me.
那但是我自己的家庭，我的父母亲，他们愿不愿意支持呢？
But as for my parents, I wasn't sure if they were willing to support my decision.
那即使你要，但是教会要不要呢？
And even if I'm willing, will the church accept me?
那要考试，也要经过考试啊。
Because I need to be qualified through exams.
要先笔试，要口试啊。
I have to go through written and oral tests.
那时候小弟，学业完成的时候，本来想说，哦，好不容易不用再考试了。
And when I graduated from his school, I
想说
heaved a big sigh of relief, saying that, oh, no more tests for me.
以后应该不用再考试了哈。
I shouldn't ever have to.
但是那时候心里想，也许说不定还有啊哈。
But I still, in the back of my mind, I thought maybe I still have to take some tests.
但是真的就后来那个时候就2006年时候就下决心说那就申请 TTP.
So I made a determination in 2006. To apply for the theological seminary,
就我为神工作。
To work for God.
那当然，这是一个很大的决定。
Of course, this was a major decision.
那往后路神知道，那我所要面对的困难，神也都知道的。
Only God knows what the future holds for me, what kind of problems there may lie.
因为如果没有把握机会，我们的生命其实很短，我们的年轻岁月一下子就过去了。
Because if we do not seize our opportunity, the prime of our life is very short-lived, and it will quickly slip through the fingers.
那时候我其实也想到另外一个人，另外一个弟兄的那个例子。
And I remember another example of a brother.
以前也有很多青年哦，他们。教会里面的那个长老啊、传道啊，一直鼓励说：“某某人要不要当传道？”
In the past, there are many youth who were encouraged by the elders or deacons to join the theological seminary.
但是他们都不敢啊，他们说不要。
But they didn't have the guts.
因为他们觉得说我不要去做专职的，我这样在一边工作一边服侍也不错啊，很自由啊。
They felt that I don't have to be a full-time minister.If I have my job and I just work on my spare time, that's not bad either.
啊，结果真的后来等到他们年纪大的时候，他觉得很后悔。
But when they become old in age, they became regretful.
那有的其实也年纪还没有很大的时候，神就把他召回去了。
Because there are some of them, even though they were not very old, God had already called them back.
等到老的时候，你要做也不必了。
And by the time you're very old, there's no use for you.
神如果没有让我们活得过久，也什么也没办法做。
If God doesn't give you the lifespan, then whatever you want to do cannot be done.
所以当时小弟觉得世上的工作有一些经验了，那也知道这个职场上是怎么一回事，够了就好了。
So I came to a point where I felt that I've worked in a rewarding job, and that's fine for me.
啊，要把握机会来服侍神。
Now I need to seize the opportunity to serve God.
所以当时候就这样子报名。
So I sent in my application.
那后来我跟我的父亲说，我要来做传道。
And I announced my decision to my father that I decided to become a pastor.
这件事情很难开口。
It was a very difficult thing to mention.
因为其实做一个儿子啊，其实等到。在台湾大学毕业之后不久就出国，然后这么远，其实也没有办法说尽这个做人儿子的一些本分。
When I graduated from Taiwan, I immediately moved abroad, and I wasn't with my parents. It was very difficult to show my filial duties to my parents.
对父母亲其实有很多的亏欠。
I felt greatly indebted to my parents.
那现在读完书工作。一段时间说，现在说当传道，生活有整个不一样了。你在不管在各方面都是一个很大的转变。
And now that I've decided to become a preacher, I'm going to make a major adjustment in my lifestyle.
那所以当时我就担心说，不知道我父亲会不会说什么话。
And I kind of worry whether my father would be against it.
那我的母亲是很支持，因为她说她自从她信主的时候。他也觉得说，哎，这个能够服侍神的是最有意义的工作。他的想法跟我一样。
My mother was very supportive because she When she came to believe in the Lord, she felt that being a pastor is the most meaningful job there ever is.
后来，所以她就一口赞成，她一点都没有任何的犹豫了。
So for my mother, she totally agreed without any hesitation.
等到我的父亲，我跟他讲的时候
，By the time I talked to my father,
他后来跟我说，我很感动。
He later told me something very touching.
他说：“你如果觉得这个是有意义的工作，你就去做吧。”
He said that if you feel that this is a very meaningful job, then do it.
因为他也没有要求我要赚很多钱。
Because he didn't insist on me making a lot of money.
也许因为年纪大一点的人也知道，钱其实够用就好了。
Because if you're a certain age, you realize that as long as you have a certain amount of money, that should be enough.
你只要生活无缺啊，你很多钱真的一毛钱都带不走。
As long as you're not lacking in anything and you're living, then it doesn't matter if you have a lot of money because when you die, you can take away the money.
所以当时候我父亲跟我这样讲的时候，我很感谢神，因为这个就是神的感动。
And so when my father told me that, I was really touched because it was out of God's movement.
因为如果没有父亲他说可以去做的话，做真的会有一个很大的遗憾，说那是违背父母亲，真的是不孝。
Because had my father not support my decision, I would have felt an unfilial son because not being able to honor their decision.
就这样子，小弟就在2007年的时候就开始来接受训练。
So in 2007, I began to join the training.
那要训练，要当时我们要我来去读神学院的时候呢，其实小弟心里想说，我可能要搬家了。
During my seminary days, I thought to myself, it's probably time for us to move.
因为那个时候，另外那一户姐妹啊，带了两个孩子，他们也要搬回台湾去了。
Because the other sister, with the two kids, they were ready to move back also.
大部分的时间都是只有我们自己一个家庭在守安息日而已。
Most of the time, it was our own family who was keeping the Sabbath service.
所以当时候想了很多地方，想要搬去哪里啊？搬到什么地方去？搬到有教会的地方去了。
So we began to think about where we can move to, where there is a church.
那要搬家第一件事情就先想要卖房子的事了。
When you want to move, the first thing you think about is selling your home.
所以当考虑准备要搬家的时候，就准备要把房子卖掉。
So we decided to put the house on the market.
2006年的年底的时候，其实那个经济开始，房子开始在走下坡了。
In 2006, the housing market was going down.
等到零七年的时候，夏天的时候就其实房价就差很多了。
By 2007,
很冷了了哈。
By 2007, the housing market has cooled dramatically.
那时候刚好碰到这个时候，另外那个姐妹她们准备要搬回台湾去了。
It just so happens the other sister was ready to move back to
Taiwan. 这个姐妹她本来住在学校宿舍。
Previously, she was living in the dormitory in the school.
那因为她们是师生的关系，她们后来就跟我们说，那他们现在如果这个机票还有一段时间，不知道去住哪里了。那我们就说，那你就来住我们家。
Since she still has some time before she leaves, so she wonder where she can take up lodging. I invited her to live in my house.
我太太就邀请这个姐妹说，你就来住我们家。如果我们房子还没卖掉的时候，你住多久都没关系啊。
And my wife invited her, saying that as long as our house hasn't been sold, you can live here for however long you want.
那时候大概他们大概准备要住一个月。
And so they were really ready to live for 1 month.
那当时候其实我们的家是准备要卖，所以很多方面都很不方便了。
And because our house was ready to place on the market, and it was inconvenient.
但是想到这个姐妹，她就这一段时间呢，我们就觉得说无所谓，然后反正卖房子卖得掉就卖，不卖不掉就算了吧。
And then later on, because this sister is going to stay at our house, we just said, "Oh, it's okay. It doesn't matter. If we sell it, we sell it. If we don't, fine."
结果小弟是在九月份的时候，2007年九月份的时候去上 TTP 的。
In September 2007, that's when I joined the TTP.
那房子在五月份的时候推到市场上去卖了。
And May was when we placed the house on the market.
这个 agent 跟我们说，你这个房子一个礼拜就卖掉了。
And the agent told us that your house should be gone within 1 week.
真的，他很认真啊。我们一回家回台湾去三个礼拜，他就把这个房家具搬光光，然后就 staging 像那个 model home 这样子，很漂亮。
This agent is very diligent. We went back to Taiwan, and within 3 weeks, he completely cleaned the house and then staged it like a model home.
真的，才两天而已，就有人 offer 进来了。
And within 2 days, someone had placed an offer.
结果就是因为我们回到台湾去，没办法联系了，这个就没有了。
But because we went back to Taiwan, we didn't communicate with one another, so this offer disappeared.
回来之后，哦，每天都有人来看房子。
And after we returned, every day someone was there looking at the house.
然后，但是我是看一看而已啊。
But they were just lookers.
一共放在市场上大概将近两个四五十天哦。
The house was on the market for 40-50 days.
45个 showing.
There were over 45 showings.
只有两三个 offer 了。
There were 3 offers.
每天就有常常这样来要看房子，就很麻烦了。
And each day we were inconvenienced by people wishing to see the house.
有人就知道你要搬家，所以知道换工作，就给你砍了哈，要多少钱？
And other people, when they realized that, because of a change of job, we had to move. So they decided to make a steep cut.
那时候心里面很觉得这个房子很卖房子很麻烦的事。
I felt that selling a home is such a burdensome task.
那本来是要想要卖房子，然后趁孩子还没有开学以前搬到那有家的地方去，所以这个时间要接得上嘛。
And we were thinking that we should sell the house before the school year begins, so we can move to a new area and let our kids begin a new semester.
七月底要八月的时候，哎，这个时候房子还没卖出去的时候，其实已经来不及了。
So by the time it was in July and August, we didn't sell the home. It's too late.
所以那时候想说啊，尤其特别是安息日的时候要聚会要用，然后又有常常在看房子，哦，这个是真的是很大的那个干扰，决定说不要卖了。
And because we keep the Sabbath service on Saturday, and a lot of people want to see the house on Saturday, it was such so bothersome. We decided to cancel the idea of selling.
哎，结果这个姐妹住在我们家，这个姐妹啊，有一天做一个梦。
And one day, the sister who was staying at our house had a dream.
诶，她说，诶，某某人昨天做了一个梦，说你的房子已经卖掉了。
And she said, oh, so-and-so, I dreamt that your house was sold.
然后就卖你那个历史的价钱呢，就是你开的价钱呢。
And was sold at the listing price.
那时候她跟我们这样讲的时候，我们都想说，可能这真的吗？哈。
And when she told us this, we wondered whether that could be true.
啊，因为当时真的没有人在没有一个人是按照那个价钱。给你开价的都是给你砍很多钱啊，所以我们想说，这有可能会实现吗
？Because back then, no one had offered at the list price. They always make a steep cut. So we wonder whether that is possible.
哎，真的哦，后来真的，小丽去读神学院之后的一个月里面，这个房子真的照这个姐妹所说的卖掉了。
So after I joined the theological seminary for 1 month, and indeed this house was sold. At the list price, according just like what the sisters dreamed.
而且呢，还是神派了很多人来帮忙把它卖掉的。
And God also sent a lot of people to assist in the sale of this home.
因为当时候小弟来读神学院的时候，面临第一个问题就是经济马上收入变少嘛。
Because when I joined the seminary, the greatest problem facing me immediately was that my income has been reduced.
当时候小弟想说。如果 mortgage 再撑一下，撑一年大概也许还可以的。
So I thought to myself, based on my saving, I should be able to last for another year to pay off the mortgage.
其实神知道前面的路真的很难走，你撑不下去了。
But God really knows that the road ahead is very rocky. There's no way I could last that long.
后来才知道，如果那一年没有卖掉，等到隔一年的时候，我邻居的房子至少少了5万。
So it was only later on that we realized if the house wasn't sold at that particular time, if we wait another year, the price would have been reduced another $50,000.
而且我那时候，那个我太太她心里面有一个压力，就是她现在不知道要不要去找工作，然后要不要做什么事情来能够让这个房子啊可以继续住下去这样。
And so my wife was faced with the issue of whether she should go out to work, bring in more income to pay off the mortgage.
但是因为都卖不掉啊，当时候都卖不掉，所以就说不要卖了。
Because at that time we can sell the home, we decided against selling a home.
那不要卖就是不搬家，就继续住在那里啊。
If we don't sell the house, that means we will continue to live there.
那结果后来哦，小弟来读神学院才读4天，在一个礼拜以内就突然接到一个电话。
So when I joined the theological seminary, just 4 days later, I received this call.
我的太太打电话给我。
my wife called me.
她说这个 agent 呢、啊、来找她。
There was an agent who approached her.
自己跑到家里来找她。
Who came to our home to talk to her?
找她的时候是门也没有关也没有锁，她自己人跑出去不知道去哪里了。她把她皮包放在车子里面了。
At that time, my wife was out of the house. She was somewhere, but the purse was in the car.
那对，然后那个 agent 是来敲门，然后发现怎么没有人，然后怎么东西都在这里，他以为发生什么事情。
The agent knocked on the door, but the door was open, was unlocked, and he wondered what was going on.
也许原来那时候他正跑出去贴那个广告，说准备要去教钢琴。
Because my wife was out posting.Putting up leaflets saying that she's going to teach piano.
啊，结果呢，他就这个累得要命，回到家，哎，那个 agent 竟然在门口等他。
And she was so exhausted when she went back home, and to her surprise, there was an agent.
那 agent 就跟他说，那个之前来看过你们家房子那个人呢，现在说要照你的原价买你的房子，你要不要？
The agent said, you know, the person who had seen your house previously now is willing to offer your.To buy your house at the listing price.
那一个是本来砍25,000块的那一个那一个人。
This is the person who had offered less than $25,000.
我太太很高兴说，我打电话问问看，好啊，可以啊，高兴的说好。
My wife was overjoyed and said, "Oh, let me make a call." And she sounded pretty good.
哇，是这个真的是神安排的了。
And she felt that this was God's arrangement.
然后现在那个 agent 就是联系的，然后他们就派了那个 inspector 来检查房子。
So the agent moved on and called for an inspector to inspect the house.
对方是说按照你的价钱一毛都不用给不用减了。
Because the buyer had offered to buy the house at the listing price.
但是他现在派一个专业的那个 inspector 来检查房子。
But he hired a professional to inspect the house.
检查了36项缺点。
And found out that there were 36 items that need to be fixed.
我们以前买那个房子的时候，我们也不知道，所以没有什么问题，我们就随便。那个 inspector 是来这边看一下、晃一下，一个小时就结束了，我们就签了。对方是专业的，来检查8个小时。
Previously, when we bought the house, we had an inspector who came by an hour and just said, "Oh, it's fine."
从早到晚哦。
But for this person, he inspected for a total of 8 hours from morning until night time.
30几项例子说要改进了。
Over 36 items that need to be improved.
我太太看到那一份名单就昏倒在那里了。
And my wife almost fainted when she saw the list.
太麻烦了，她说如果这样的话不要卖了，算了。
She said, "Oh, if that's the case, then forget about it."
哎，结果呢，那个对方那个买方我不知道怎么了，神感动他说他就一定要买这个房子。
But for some reason, maybe God moved the buyer, so he said, "I insist on buying this home."
他就说2项要求就好了。
So he said, "Okay, just take care of 2 items."
第一个就是地下室那个空气品质要符合安全标准。
One is the air quality in the basement must meet the standard of safety.
因为当时为了要卖房子，所以把很多家具什么东西都堆到那地下室去，地下室不通风了，所以空气就不好了。
Because we were selling home, so there were a lot of stuff that we placed into the basement, so the air quality was awful.
第二说要换地毯，因为地毯在聚会的时候，小孩子这样子玩乱七八糟很脏啊，所以说要换地毯。
And secondly, because our carpet was really worn and dirty, from all the service and kids, so he wants the carpet changed.
我太太看到这么麻烦，她想说啊，算了，不要了。
And when my wife heard that, she said, "This is too bothersome. Forget it."
这一次换那个 agent 紧张了。
And now was the agent who was getting nervous.
不要了，你一定要我帮你出钱，我帮你叫人来换。
And the agent said, "Oh no, please! You definitely have to sell this home. Let me pay for it."
那结果他是说，那你 carpet 呢？我帮你出一半的钱，然后你就跟他你过去，最后说给他们1,000块，我帮你出500块。
And the agent said, "Well, why don't you just pay for 50%? I'll pay for the other, or maybe I can negotiate with the buyer, and you just need to pay half of it."
然后接下来那个地下室空气品质呢，他要找专业人来修，然后来让他通过这样子。
And the agent said, "I will hire a professional to improve their air quality in the basement."
那专业来都很贵嘛，哈。
Because the professionals are very pricey.
你看，我们来这个花department来一看就要10,000多块啊。
And because we see even the fire department inspector come here and they charge over $10,000.
他去问啊，那来做这个大概要花3,000-4,000块啊，大概至少3,000块。
So a professional came by and said, "Oh, this is going to take at least $3,000."
我太太就说不要了。
My wife said, "Then forget it."
那不要了之后，哎。后来他想到说，本来在我们家附近有一个 Candyman， 他常常来我们家帮忙解决一些家里的问题的。
And later, she
她是没有牌子的。
She remembered that there was a handyman who is unlicensed.
啊，结果不知道为什么她知道了，知道我们的这个问题。
But for some reason, this person came to know about our problem.
她就说我来帮你解决。
So he offered to take care of our problem.
她说看看看，她说我大概怎么样做就可以没问题了。
After having taken a look, he said, "Oh, I should do this, and then the problem will be solved."
结果后来就真的请他来做。
So we hired this handyman to.
最后花了500块钱。
And we only spent $500.
把那个问题解决了。
And took care of the air
quality. 然后他来检查的时候就这样子成了。
And then the buyer came back to inspect, and it was done.
那个房子就开始签，然后就开始 escrow， 已经签了，要准备要搬家了。
And we all signed the paper, and the house went into escrow, or getting ready to move.
就真的照那个姐妹所做的梦哦，真的照那个价钱，房子就这样，一个月里面就卖掉。
It was truly just like what that sister dreamed. The house was sold at the listing price.
然后接下去就要搬家嘛，要搬去哪里
？Later we are going to move. Where do we move to?
那时候我在人在东岸上课。
And that time I was studying in the East Coast.
家里就剩下两个小的，两个孩子，一个太太在家里负责处理事情而已。
At home, I only had my wife and the two young ones taking care of the selling of house.
那因为现在从一个房子现在搬去哪里，不要搬哪里，要去租一个 apartment 来住嘛。
And we had a home, but now we don't have a home, so we have to move to an apartment.
那现在一大堆东西要搬去放哪里，就要先租一个那个 storage 来放。
And we have so much stuff, we have to rent a storage.
但是你要东西，因为 storage 又不是在附近，又要开车去，所以。要先想好说什么东西要放哪里，什么要先整理啊。
And we had to organize all our materials first before moving it offsite to the storage.
本来想说要请搬家公司来搬呢。
Previously, we were thinking about hiring a professional mover.
但是实在是太贵，而且太麻烦。
But it was very expensive and also bothersome.
因为最后也都是你要自己整理之后，他只是把裤子搬上去而已。
Because later on, it's just you are the one solely accountable for organizing the stuff.
所以后来呢？他们就那个 agent 啊，就说你赶快要去找房子了，换他紧张了。
Now it was the agent who was getting really nervous and said you have to look for a home.
然后他就开始去附近帮忙看，说有什么地方可以住。
And the agent helped us to look around in the neighborhood to see where we can move to.
后来在我现在住的这个 apartment 的这个地方呢，找了一个地点。
So now He identified a location, an apartment.
那后来，本来就准备要去搬去那里边，已经想要搬去了。然后我太太他们跟小孩自己搬家。
And so they were all ready to move to that location and by themselves.
那时候女儿13岁。
My daughter was 13 years old.
小的是4岁。
The young one is 4 years old.
那所以就是那个女儿跟着妈妈一起这样子搬东西，这样子自己去开那个 truck。
So it was the mother and my daughter who were moving all the stuff and moving in the moving van that they rented.
一直搬到最后早上8点要 close， 人家要来拿房子的时候，搬到半夜的3点，才最后真的把房子清掉了。
And the very last trip took place 3 a.m. in the morning. In 8 o'clock is when we have to hand over the keys.
那个神后来去感动了一些壮丁来帮忙了。
And God moved some mighty muscle man to help us move.
因为很多东西在楼上，你要搬下来，这个家具根本那个女孩子根本没有办法。
Because we have a lot of large piece furniture in upstairs, and how the females of our family cannot possibly handle it.
结果邻居自己去找另外一些 handyman 来帮忙。
And our neighbors help us look for some handyman to help move.
最后真的就把这些东西真的，小丽不在家的时候，真的家卖掉又搬家，搬到一个我不知道的地方。
So finally, in my absence, my family was able to move everything out of the house and to a place that I never knew.
那时候想说，现在聚会本来都在我家聚会，房子比较适，地点比较适合。那现在要去租一个公寓呢，那个房子变小了，那想说这样不知道聚会方不方便呢。
And so previously the family service took place in our home, was easier because, but now we're moving to a smaller place. We wonder whether that would be appropriate.
你知道，如果住在公寓，我们聚会最怕吵到人家吗？
We know that when we are living in an apartment, the greatest concern is when we have a service, it will, the noise will affect other neighbors.
那本来已经选好一个公寓了，已经选好那一间要搬进去了。
So originally we had already decided on this particular unit.
啊，结果那个车子开那边就钢琴搬不进去了。
But the piano cannot be moved into the unit.
因为哈、哦，它的那个位置刚好就是没有办法搬钢琴了。
Because the physical location of the unit is such that the piano cannot be moved in.
啊，结果那个 apartment 的人就临时再找一个，赶快再另外找一个空屋看看能不能住啊，这样子。
So the apartment manager quickly scrambled to look for another one that can accommodate.
后来就选了现在我住的这个地方。
So finally they picked the location where we're living.
啊，结果一开始也觉得很不喜欢呢、啊，然后家人觉得不喜欢，因为住在路口。
In the beginning, my family didn't like it because we're right by the entry.
但是后来发现这个地方是最理想的。
But later, we realized that this is the most ideal spot.
我们去过我住的地方，人都知道啊。
If you ever been to my home, you'll know.
因为它就在那个 apartment 的最底楼。
Because it's on the bottommost floor of the apartment.
就面对马路。
It's facing the road.
就是在十字路口。那个角落
it's right at the corner of a crossroad、
啊、停车很方便就在路边
it's very easy to park because it's right by the roadside
然后因为 前面也没有前面就是空旷的地方了
and because across from the house there's nothing it's just an empty space
那在那个地方聚会就不会吵到别人了
so if we have services over there then the noise would not be an issue
那结果呢这个那个小公寓啊那个后来就变成大家最喜欢去的地方了。
And this small apartment later became the favorite hangout for all the people.
因为它门口就是那个公车站牌啊。
Because right by the roadside there is a bus station.
那我们那个地有一个慕道者、啊，他们就有时候去游泳，然后坐公车到那边下车，然后就走到我们家来了。
And we have a true seeker who would go to swim and then take a bus ride and come visit my home.
有时候就不用敲门就开门就进来这样子，反正下车就到了，就这样。
As soon as he gets off the bus stop, he can come in and even without knocking the door.
所以神的安排很奇妙啊。
So we see that God's arrangement is so miraculous.
意外的，神安排了一个最适合的地点来聚会。
And out of our surprise, God arranged the most ideal spot for family service.
那当时候小弟本来到那边去买房子也是为了要聚会的。
Previously, when I bought a home.It was intended to be a service location.
那当时候有一个比较好的、比较大的适合的房子，但是其实聚会人真的是不多。
Previously, there was a larger home, which is more ideal for service. But because we have so few people in our service,
所以场地很适合，可是人却少少的。
Even though the location was ideal, but there's only so few attendants.
但是等到小弟来去读神学院之后啊。
But after I joined the seminary,
我本来还在的时候，我们聚会的时候，当然就是查经都是小弟在带领了。
When I was still around, of course I was the one conducting the services.
等到我不在了以后，现在没有什么人带领查经了。
But in my absence, there's no one to really lead the service.
但是哦，人越来越多。
But to my surprise, there are more and more people coming.
因为哦，神的恩典真的是很奇妙。
Because the grace of God is truly wonderful.
神一个把这些信徒带进来了。
And it was God who personally brought these people in one by one.
之前小弟不是讲常常交朋友，想要请他们来聚会吗
？Previously, I joined all sorts of social occasions and trying to invite them.
没有一个成功的。
And there is not one successful case.
但是祷告神就自己带来。
But after prayer, God will personally bring people.
神怎么带
？How does God bring?
他打电话进来。
And they would call.
以前认识的一个朋友，一对夫妻。
We knew of a couple.
星期五晚上打电话到我们家来。
On Friday night, they call and came to our home.
他说你们在做什么
？And they said, "What are you doing now?"
我们在查经。
We are having a Bible study.
我们可不可以加入
？Can we join you?
可以啊，很欢迎啊。
Of course.
他们就来了。
And so they came.
他们自己打电话来，要来跟我们查经吗
？They are the one who initiated with the phone call and wanting to join our service.
然后那时候因为。本来在我们跟你聚会那个姐妹，她搬回台湾去以后，我们家的小孩子就 剩下他自己一个跟另外那个姐妹的孩子，两个同年纪的。
And after the a sister and her two kids went back to Taiwan, now it was just my daughter and another similar age child.
啊，结果现在有时候那个姐妹也没有来的时候，就只有剩下自己一个小孩子在那里。每个安息日就跟着大人看，看那个神活社的网络聚会这样子，跟着大人这样子一起聚会。
Oh, because the other sister sometimes doesn't come, so she will be alone and with a grown-up so to watch the sermons online.
她很希望说有一个小朋友跟她有些小朋友跟她一起聚会来敬拜神。
And she really longed for another similar age child to worship God with her.
哎，结果哈，她就怎么办？那就祷告神啊。
So what can she do? She pray to God.
那个小朋友四五岁啊。他就祷告神说：“主啊，求你带很多小朋友来跟我一起聚会。”
And the child is only 4 or 5 years old, and he prayed to God, saying that, "Lord, please bring other kids to have service with me."
因为后来真的哦，几年之后，神真的让他的祷告成为事实。
And indeed, God granted his answer his prayer a few years later.
后来，神就带另外一个家庭搬到 Denver 去了。
Later, God brought another family moved to Denver.
然后神一个一个把这些信徒带进来。
And God brought each one of these person in one by one.
现在如果孩子都来了，有十个小朋友。
And so now, when we have a joint service, there are more than 10 kids.
然后那个时候，原来那个姐妹她那时候本来聚会当中啊，有时候来，有时候不来。但是有一次她也做了一个梦。
Now this sister who only comes to service. Sporadically, once she had this dream.
她是说，在梦里面看到你们家那个人哦，通通都是人呢。
She dreamt that my house was just packed with people.
啊，结果后来真的搬到这个地方来以后，那个聚会有一次大概30几个人。
So this really happened because there was one time after we moved to this new location. Once we had more than 30 people in the service.
真的，整个可以坐的地方都坐满了人。
And every spot that someone could occupy is completely packed.
后来我们就慢慢发现说，原来神的旨意真的是美好的。
So we later realized that the will of God is truly very well intentioned.
神为什么让我们的房子卖不掉？在那个时候卖不掉，没有搬走。
Why is it that God didn't allow us to sell the home at the time we wished for?
因为神知道那个地方有工作在那里。
For God knows that there's work for us there.
后来这个姐妹呢？他自己的，我们一开始跟我们一起那个这个姐妹呢，她的家庭出了一些问题。
Later, the sister who joined us from the very beginning had some family problems.
她后来才说哦，原来哦，神知道她的需要。
She shared that God understood her need.
因为当她家里出问题的时候，就是因为有家庭有另外一个家庭在那里，所以她得到一个很大的帮助。
Because when she encountered her family problem, it was because our family is still around that she was able to receive help.
他说神如果把没有留下你们这一家，他说他那时候可能就走不过去他那个危机了。
She witnessed that if God did not keep your home here, then it's possible that she cannot possibly overcome that trial.
所以神凡事都有预备了。
So we see that God prepares for every occasion.
那现在神把这些人聚在一起的时候，他就一起成长。
Now when God gathers all people together, we grow together.
那小弟有一个很大的感觉，就是教会要成长，一定要能够我们的每一个家庭能够开放自己的家庭做聚会的地方。
I have this great sense of feeling that if we want to allow our church to grow, we have to open our house so it will become a service location.
做家庭里的教会。
We need to form the church within our home.
就像在罗马书十六章跟哥林多前书十六章都提到那个家庭当中，家庭里的教会
啊。Just like it's mentioned in Romans 16 and 1 Corinthians 16, that they have services at home.
家庭的教会真的要让我们在这个主里面享受主里一家庭的那种喜乐。
These home services will allow the members to enjoy. The joy in the Lord within a home setting.
那每一个家，如果家庭会接待弟兄姐妹来做教会的地方，聚会的地方，得福气。
If each family is willing to open its doors to the service, then you will receive the appointed blessings.
我们全家可以一起来享受服侍神的喜乐。
And our entire family can enjoy the blessing of serving God together.
现在小弟住的这个地方是两个房间的 apartment 啊。
Where I'm renting right now is a two-bedroom apartment.
那这个客厅吃饭地方就是来聚会了。
The living room we're in our dining area is reserved for the service.
两个房间就来做中二教育的教室啊。
These two bedrooms become the classroom for RE education.
所以每一个礼拜啊，每一个星期，每一个安息日。
So on every week, every
你要把它打扫，你要把你的房子变成多功能用途的。
We had to transform our home into a multi-purpose home.
所以对小孩子来说，也是个很好的训练呢。
So for our kids, it becomes a very good training.
他的房间现在变成聚会的地方，他就要打扫。
Because now that
要整理。
Their bedroom becomes a service location. They have to clean it up and organize it.
那全家一起就。把这个家庭整理的像聚会的地方。
The entire family clean up the house, turn it into a service location.
那所以有一些不要的东西都丢掉了。
And so we
就变得很简单了。
We would throw away any kind of trinket that is unnecessary.
那让孩子他们可以参与从小看参与服事。
And we also allow our children to participate in serving God from a young age.
从小要知道怎么跟人家 share 他所拥有的东西。
From a childhood, they know that they need to share with others.
我想这个就是神的一个恩典，一个福气。
And I feel that this is a way that we can share in God's blessing and grace.
那所以每一个人哦，在这样一个团契当中哦，其他家庭也会学习一起来接待，每一个人都很愿意付出。
And because of if we're willing to open our home, other people will also learn from our example and to offer their service to God.
那所以弟兄姐妹，我们如果有机会的话，到偏远地区去啊，我们一定会看到。其实很多神的恩典在各地方哦，让我们很感动的。
If you have this opportunity to join the services in remote areas, you can see firsthand that God's grace is abundant.
当大家都愿意付出的时候哦。
When everyone is willing to offer themselves,
你就看到爱在当中。
You can visibly see love amongst them.
然后真的那个安每个安息日都是一个享受。
And each Sabbath will become an enjoyment for you.
然后看到大家一起成长的时候，那是真的是满足。
You will derive a great sense of satisfaction when everyone grows together.
这就是小弟现在发现说来服侍神的时候所看到以前真的没有看到的。
And this is what I have seen where I've never seen before serving God.
那在这个偏远地区，后来又发现一件事情可以大家可以做的。
In the remote area, I later realized there's another thing that we can do.
小弟那时候。去受训的时间呢，啊，都不在家。
During the period of training, I was never home.
那时候有一些信徒呢，在各地方。后来因为有这个 Skype 这个管道呢，后来就想说，那聚会就把大家用 Skype 把它连在一起吧。
And later, there are some members who said, "Why don't we have joint service through the Skype service?"
那其实也是从一个姐妹她的那个建议来的。
And this came from a sister's recommendation.
那就把不同地区的人呢、哦，就透过网络，因为自己一个家庭很孤单啊，那就自己去找人来聚会啊就好了，去找人来啊。
And because if you just have service by your own family, it's very lonely. So through you just find other willing participants.
那就打电话，然后就邀请，哎，就慢慢大家都愿意了。
And so they made phone calls around, and gradually a lot of people willingly participated.
所以后来就有这个科技的哈、哦，就让偏远地区的信徒哦，他们形成了一个团契。
So with the advent of technology, now they can use Skype to have to join in a service.
后来又更进一步的从这个网络聚会当中呢，看到那个要这个学生的 RE 啊也很重要，所以进一步有这个 RE 的课程从透过网络来进行的。
And it also advanced to a degree where the RE classes are conducted through the internet.
所以现在其实距离啊，空间已经不是一个大问题了。
So we see in the present age, distance and space is no longer a constraint.
只要我们有愿意有心要来敬拜神。
So long as we have the heart to worship God.
我们有心呢，要让我们的家呢成为神被神所用的地方。
So long as we have the heart to dedicate our home to become a service, a location for God.
有时候我们也需要像保罗那个心智、啊、
We need to take up the same resolution from Paul.
到那个基督还没有被传过的地方去。
That we should go to places where Christ has not been preached.
你看我们今天美国教要怎么样 把美国传遍了。
So imagine nowadays, how can we preach the message of God to throughout the United States?
我们也没办法，我们不能够要求说大家全部都来南加州嘛。
We can't expect everyone to move to Southern California.
其实我们更希望说有更多的青年弟兄姐妹有那个为福音的缘故哦，能够到各地方去。
And in fact, we desire that people, if they have the heart to serve God and preach out the gospel, move elsewhere.
如果神安排我们的路到那里去，
if God arrange our footsteps to a certain place,
不要害怕，
do not be afraid.
如果神为我们工作安排在那里，
if God arrange our job in that
place, 我们就为了福音的缘故去。
For the gospel, we will move.
教会将来教会就会在那个地方建立起来。
And in the future, God will establish a church there.
那将来呢？我们到美国地各地去旅行的时候啊。
So in the future, when you travel throughout the United States,
我们各地都有我们的信徒啊。
You will be able to visit members.
你各地都有可以守安息日。
And you can keep Sabbath wherever you go.
到每个地方去都可以，那里信徒跟他们打个电话，一起吃个饭，聊聊天，团聚，喝得美好。
And how wonderful it would be if you just go visit that place, call them up, have a meal together and fellowship.
那将来也许我们也可以邀请在偏远地区的人来参加我们的联恩会。
And we can also extend an invitation to the people who live in a remote area to join our service.
可以互相接待。
Our spiritual convocation, and we can receive one another.
我们去他们接受他们接待，他们来这边，我们接待他们。
We go there, they receive us. When they come here, we receive them.
那这样子，真的是主内一家人了。
And in this way, we can foster that family spirit within the Lord.
那这个就是小弟到目前为止所走过的神的恩典的路径。
And this is so far the spiritual journey that I've taken within the Lord.
这个路程，每个人都现在都正在走。
Every one of us is traveling on this spiritual journey.
我们大家一起祷告。
We need to pray together.
让我们每一个人都走在主的恩典里面，越走越有力。
So that we will remain under the path of grace within the Lord and become strengthened with each step.
那每一个家庭得到恩典越来越多。
And that we can experience the abundant grace of God in each family.
愿荣耀颂赞都归给主耶稣基督。
May grace and glory and praise be unto our Lord Jesus in heaven.
结束之前，我们再来唱一首诗歌。
Let's conclude with a hymn.
我们唱89首第一节跟第五节。
Sing 89.
第一节跟第四节的哈，就是第一节跟最后一节。
Verse 1 and the last verse.